A new report analyzing the status of working families in Alaska has been released by the Alaska Center for Public Policy, a local think tank. The research looks at how middle and low-income families are faring in a stagnant economy and finds they're in trouble. Lawrence Weiss is the director of the center. He says they wanted to know what it takes for a family to hang on to even the lower rungs of middle-class life. He says the picture is bleak, and for a family of four in Anchorage, it takes about $53,000 a year for just a bare-bones budget.
We're not talking renter's insurance. We're not talking vacations or any saved money. Just, you know, the bare necessities that, you know, that you might consider the middle class.
Weiss says this covers only housing, food, childcare, transportation, and health care. He says a lot of attention is placed on people who are at or 50% above the poverty level.
But the problem is that there's tens of thousands of Alaskan families who are between poverty level and a very basic family budget.
Weiss says Alaska has poor consumer regulatory protections to keep health insurance premiums reasonable and affordable. He says more state support for community health centers and increased access to Denali Kid Care is needed.
Other states, it's easier for low-income children to get in, and proportionally more of them can get in other states than in our state. And that's strictly something in control of the state, in control by our legislature, and they've been really remiss on providing children with the health care access that they need.
He cites a family he spoke to that is paying $400 a month for health insurance premiums on a policy that requires a $15,000 yearly deductible. He likens these types of insurance policies to unethical subprime mortgages.
They're really being sold on grounds that I think are often as good as fraudulent, because the brokers know that these people can't really, when a serious illness kicks in, these people won't be able to see the first insurance dollar because the deductibles are so high. Those families are going to go bankrupt before they can ever even reach those. And that's more and more what the national research is showing. So to me, that's one of the biggest problems that we're facing.
Weiss says the perception that wages are higher in Alaska doesn't stand up to the reality of what those wages will buy here. He says Alaska wages have been stagnant since 2002 and family incomes since 2000. He says comparing Alaska wages to other states shows we're falling behind.
The fact is that we're not doing very well in that regard. We're not doing very well in terms of wages because the trends are wrong, and the level of wages being earned in relationship to what's needed to have the very basic family budget is doesn't look very good in this state.
Weiss says those earning the minimum wage in Alaska of $7.25 an hour are near poverty and live at constant risk. He says in order for a two-parent, two-child household to meet a basic budget, an individual would need to earn 3.5 times that wage. A single-parent, single-child household would need 2.5 times the minimum wage to survive. Weiss says economic indicators show Alaska is heading into a recession. And he says the state is ranked one of the lowest in terms of weekly benefits for unemployment compensation. He says one of the main points of the study is to show Alaska lawmakers how many families are well below middle class and barely above poverty.
It's that whole netherworld that legislators don't really think about. Maybe they don't really believe they exist. I'm not really sure. But we wanted to provide some very clear numbers and standards, so that if a legislator says, well, we're already funding some kind of relief at above poverty, so we've done our job, we're done. I think our study indicates, no, they're not done, that there's a lot more work to do, that there's a lot more families in jeopardy.
The report is available online. Links are at our website, aprn.org.